You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Peter Strohkorb, CEO of Peter Strohkorb Consulting International, a specialist business consulting firm in the area of sales and marketing alignment and collaboration, sort of a marriage counseling service for corporate sales and marketing teams. For a better explanation, Peter, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Very nice to be on your show.
The privilege is ours as well. So for starters, Peter, what is the One Team Method that you offer?
Well, the One Team Method was designed based on nearly 20 years of personal experience in large sales and marketing teams for some of the largest brands on the planet, like Canon, Sony, 3M, and CSC. And what I've always observed during that time is how poorly sales and marketing teams get along and how extremely poorly they collaborate, appreciate, and understand each other. And so we conducted research into 185 B2B organizations over the last 2 years, and we analyzed their sales and marketing collaboration habits. And we compared the organizations where the revenue had increased over the preceding 12 months to those where it hadn't. And we found some distinct differences in the way that they treat their sales and marketing collaboration. And we found that there is a 2-to-1 chance that your revenue will decrease if your sales and marketing teams are not aligned. So let me say that again. There's a 100% difference between those organizations where the sales and marketing teams were collaborating well and the ones where they weren't well in terms of financial performance of the organization. The One Team Method is, we call it holistic, because we feel that you cannot lead with technology alone and then hope for the best, which is an approach that a lot of technology vendors take. We say that it's first and foremost a people problem if people are not collaborating well. So we have what we call the productivity trinity of people first, processes and metrics second, and then technology third. So we don't like to lead with the technology, even though we've got some. What we say is, first and foremost, we need to get the people together. We need to get them on the same page. We need to get them to agree to work together. Then we need to get them to own the solution. So that means we want them to be part of the solution. We don't want the solution to be imposed on them. So we get the sales teams and the marketing teams to work together in terms of what processes they would like to deploy, and also how they would like to measure those processes. Because we find from personal experience that if they create the solution for themselves, they will adopt it much more readily than if something's imposed on them. And then once we've got the people agreeing, we've got the processes in place, and we have the metrics agreed, then we supplement the whole thing with the applicable technology to make it all consistent and repeatable.
Outstanding. Now, what motivated you to tackle sales and marketing collaboration?
Okay, so this is a longer story. I'm trying to cut it short for you. Like I said, I spent about nearly 20 years in senior roles in both sales and in marketing, so I've seen the problems from both perspectives. And I've always found that there's fundamental differences in the perception, the beliefs, the attitudes, and the focus of the two different teams. So sales has naturally a much more shorter-term outlook on life. You know, they live by their monthly and quarterly and annual sales targets, whereas marketing, while they have an element of that, they also have a bigger picture perspective in terms of, you know, brand image and thought leadership and recognition in the marketplace and all those less tangible things. So over the time that I've spent in big corporate business, I've become personally frustrated at this lack of collaboration, and I've shared some personal experiences in my book, which is called The One Team Method, about what I would describe experienced relationships between sales and marketing teams that I would describe as, you know, having barbed wire fences between the two. Now, that's not the case in all organizations. But if you can imagine that you have marketing people with good intentions and you know, using their budget to create collateral and content, thought leadership pieces, lead generation campaigns, all that sort of thing, but it's not being used by sales, then that's an enormous waste of effort, time, and money. On the sales side, if they then say, well, marketing's not supporting us properly, we need to do our own marketing, that distracts a salesperson from doing their prime job, namely selling, when they're attempting to be marketing as well. So there's enormous disconnect and waste of time, effort, money on the sales side. So as if those two problems are not bad enough, these days, now that we're moving away from the traditional sales cycle and moving more into the buyer's journey, whereby the buyer will go online and inform themselves of their options and what price they should pay, and then by the time they're finished with their research, they have between 60 and 90% of their decision-making is completed, and if you engage with sales at that point in time, they don't give you much of an opportunity to upsell, cross-sell, or sell them anything different than what they've already researched. So the point I'm making is that there's never been a time when sales and marketing have had to work more effectively and more closely together than today, because if you don't interrupt the buyer's journey during the time when they're still doing their research, and if your marketing messaging and your sales messaging don't lie precisely, the buyer will just go somewhere else. So in summary, there is an enormous cost benefit, cost recovery benefit on the sales side and on the marketing side. But possibly more importantly, there's now a revenue gain benefit in as far as the buyer's journey is concerned. And that's what the One Team Method is about.
Thanks for breaking that down further. How did you develop the One Team Method?
Well, Eric, we, as I mentioned, we conducted research into 185 B2B organizations over the last 2 years. And we studied their sales and marketing collaboration methods quite closely, and we identified 14 different elements that should be in place between the sales team and the marketing team if you want them to collaborate with world's best practice. And so what we do is we offer a service whereby we go in and do an initial assessment. So we interview your salespeople, your marketing people, and also three types of customers, and they are an at-risk customer, a prospective customer, and a loyal customer, because we want to see how the sales messaging and the marketing messaging align at the target audience. So we take a 360-degree snapshot of the organization. We can tell you exactly where the gaps are, and we can also tell you exactly, if you close them, what it would mean to the organization potentially in financial terms. And we do all that in collaboration with you, in the spirit of the One Team Method, whereby we're all one team.
Today we are joined by Peter Strohkorb, CEO of Peter Strohkorb Consulting International, a specialist business consulting firm in the area of sales and marketing alignment and collaboration, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Peter, how does the One Team Method work, if you could briefly tell us that?
Okay. So it's basically a two-step process. So we come in and do a 360-degree assessment, which means, as I mentioned, we interview your salespeople, your marketing people, and also certain customers that you provide us contacts for, and we anonymize all the responses. So we want people to speak openly and freely and tell us the truth, but we don't want them to get into trouble for doing that, so we make sure that our clients know exactly what was being said, but they will not know who said it. And that will give them a true picture of what does sales think of marketing, what does marketing think of sales, what do customers perceive the organization as being in terms of the three stages of the buyer's journey, you know, prospective, at-risk, and loyal customers. And we then work with our clients to go through five different financial models, and we say, you know, if we can, for example, if we can free up your sales reps' time by, say, just 10%, whereby they don't start looking for content that they can't find and then create their own content, and which just distracts them from selling. So if we give them that time back and free them up to do more selling, what could that mean to you in financial terms? So, for example, what could it mean to you if we helped them to sell 5% faster or 5% more? or 5% better margins. And also we look at, you know, how do your best sales performance work as compared to your medium and your lower performing sales performance. So we do a quite extensive analysis. And then we work with you, having done that analysis, we then move into phase two, which is the implementation of the Vontee method. And we do that very carefully in the spirit of people, processes, and technology in that order of priority. So we're very careful about getting the people aspect aligned. So we take a psychometric profile of the sales leadership and the marketing leadership, and that often tells an interesting picture of, you know, why the communication is maybe not as good as it could be. We then help them to communicate together better in terms of better understanding each other's perspectives, and we often get a reaction like, oh, is that what you're trying to do? Oh, is that why you're doing that? Oh, I never got that, because we were always focused on sales, or we were always focused on thought leadership, for example, from the marketing perspective. We then bring the sales leadership and the marketing team leadership together and get them to work at a high level, what they're trying to achieve, how they're going to achieve it, and what would work best for the collaboration before we actually bring the entire teams together. So we have a quite a proprietary method whereby we get the sales leadership separately, we get the marketing leadership separately into a workshop. Once they've separately agreed what they want to do, we get them together in another workshop. And then it percolates down from the leadership team down to the entire teams on the sales side and on the marketing side, and we bring them together to jointly work out what the solution needs to look like, what processes they want to put in place, and how they want to measure those processes. So it's very important to us that the teams actually own the solution, because once they do that, then they will agree to it much more readily, and they feel that they're actually been engaged and their opinions are being heard. The next thing is that I mentioned that we have a technology, and the technology that we use is a cloud-based app. And what it basically does is it allows sales to critique the output that they're receiving from marketing. So it empowers the sales force to critique, and note that I say critique, not criticize, to constructively critique the support they're receiving from marketing. And then once marketing receives constructive feedback from the entire sales force, not just from the vocal guy that storms into the marketing director's office and pounds his fist on the table and says, I need this today or else I can't sell and it'll be your fault. No, they get a consistent messaging from the entire sales force, and they can make an informed decision of what works for sales and what doesn't. And then we compel marketing to respond back to sales and say, thank you for the feedback. Here's what we're going to do with it. And so we create a virtuous circle of collaboration, as we call it, which basically gets the sales force to help the marketing team to help the sales force. So it's a 360-degree feedback loop where everybody's trying to support and help each other to lift the entire organization. And that lifts performance, it lifts staff morale, and it just makes everybody want to work, you know, in a place where everybody wants to help each other. So we've got the people element, the people then decide on the processes and the metrics, and then we support the entire thing with some technology to create a virtuous circle of collaboration that lifts the performance of the entire teams.
Lastly, Peter, what are the benefits that come from implementing the one team method?
Okay, so in that sense, we've got to differentiate between the tangible and the intangible benefits. And let me start with the intangible benefits, and they are that you get teams that are much more satisfied in work in their job. You get much better staff morale. You get a much more collaborative work environment, which makes people want to work for an organization, which in turn then attracts better performing talent to the organization. So let me put it the other way. Nobody likes to work in an organization where sales blames marketing and marketing blames sales for lack of performance. Everybody wants to work in an organization where people are supportive and helping each other. So that's the intangible benefit. In terms of tangible benefits, we have found from experience that we can help you increase your sales revenue by up to 26%. We can increase the revenue per account average by about 15%, lead conversion rate by up to 23%, and marketing effectiveness by 36%. And also we found that having this method in place helps new salespeople, so newly hired salespeople, ramp up much faster by about a third. So we're talking about 33% there. Now, to put those numbers into context, we can prove to you that just a 5% improvement in sales productivity can lead to a 20% improvement in profitability. Now, that's a four times lever. You know, 5% productivity leads to 20% better profitability. That's an enormous benefit.
Certainly a lot of benefits. 26% turnaround is pretty awesome indeed. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Peter's Strokorb Consulting International online. Not only more information, but the best way to get in touch with you as well.
Well, the best way, obviously, is via the website. So it's www.peterstrokorbconsulting.com, or send us an email at info@peterstrokorbconsulting.com. We have a LinkedIn group, which is called the Sales Plus Marketing Collaboration Community. You're welcome to look at that. And, of course, you can get me on the phone and on an Australian number at 61 country code 411-865-301, and we're open 24/7.
Beautiful. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yes, we do offer a complimentary discovery session, which means that we can actually go through in a Skype call with your leadership team to explore the gaps and the opportunities. And this is a free call that we would like to offer, extend an offer to your listeners.
Can't beat that. Peter, I certainly appreciate your joining us this morning from Australia, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric. Very, very nice being on your show.
Likewise, we've been speaking with Peter Strokorb, CEO of Peter Strokorb Consulting International, a specialist business consulting firm in the area of sales and marketing alignment and collaboration. And once again, the website of reference is peterstrokorbconsulting.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.